Hello, you bunch of grabastic, selfish fucks. Yes, it's yours truly, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, coming to you for brainwashing number 20. And it's only been 5 years since the last brainwashing, so you shouldn't really whine. Let's see. What's going on here? I guess I got a few things we got to cover. There's a lot of new bloods who are like, you know, from all over the fucking world, people in Europe and shit. Cool. So I'm going to go over a few things and explain a few things so that people can get like a schmick as to what the fuck is going on. Okay. So crack yourself some beverage of choice or, you know, a bottle of mescaline or some absinthe, whatever the fuck it is you're gonna do, and sit back, relax, and tune in, okay? Because this is what's going on here. First off, a public service announcement. This is a warning for all of you sitting at home thinking, you know, this is a really good idea. I'm gonna start my own cult, and that way it'll, you know, I have my own cult to be able to run it and everything. It'll be really good. Okay, this may sound like a good idea, but it is not. Do not do this. It is a lot of work. So much so, in fact, this is why I've been like fucking, I think I'm going to turn my brain off now. Click. End of fucking list, okay? So it was a really big fucking deal to run this goddamn thing. And you know what? You don't make any fucking money. And that's really upsetting. You know, you think if you're gonna do a lot of work, you should get paid for it. But such is not the case. This isn't the Lars Ulrich approach. Me sitting there going, listen, you bunch of suck off a male whore, crack whore monkeys. I don't think you should download my shit. No, please do so. It's just that it's a real pain in the ass to running the organization when sometimes it's very cool. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I look in there and I go, wow, I'm a counterculture icon. Other days I look up in the morning and go, wow, I'm the world's biggest fucking geek. But whatever, you know, it's no big fucking deal. So what's happened in the last month, Sean? Jesus Christ, this cult's falling apart. Oh my God. Shut up. Okay, here's what's happening. What happened was, is that APOC is getting married. Everyone who doesn't know that, APOC's getting married. The cult pharaoh, the guy running the site, is getting married. He's marrying a chick from Japan. Okay, so it's kind of a distance thing, but it's all cool. And he's getting ready to move to Tokyo. All right, now he was all stressing and he had like a ton of work at work, of course, because he's like a fucking kick-ass web designer. That's his job, right? So everyone's all at his work going sideways. I got busy. He got busy. You know, fucking life carries on and shit. And unfortunately, I'm not 14 and don't have nothing but free time. My own major concern in life is getting enough money together so I can get high. Okay, that's no longer the concern for me. I've got other things I gotta do, which is kind of a pain in the ass. What are you saying, Sean? Are you saying you're going to quit? No, I'm not gonna quit, you bunch of grab-ass fucks. Just relax, okay? Relax, a whole lot of you. We gotta fucking reaffirm a few things here. We gotta get stuff kind of tuned in here, all right? A lot of the old school guys, guys like Integrity and shit like that, are getting really discouraged, about the state of which things are going. They're like, man, I can see this. It's the beginning of the end, you know? What's gonna happen with the organization? Everything's all fucking up. Sean's getting disinterested. Oh my God, we're bitched. No, that's not case, okay? What we gotta do here is you have to remember what is going on here. This is not an organization which works on a rank structure. Now, I've never run a cult before, so I'm fucking this up as I go, okay? So you have to forgive me if I, you know, press the wrong button, the plane loses 3,000 feet. You'll have to forgive me, okay? We all just took over the Star Cruiser. I don't know what the butt do. Why are you shitting on me, all right? Just fucking relax. I was originally thinking that what we could do is we could have, like, you know, a council and a rank structure and all this kind of shit, and then people could go in here and la 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 la. However, you know what that is? That's a whole lot of framework. And if we run something with a whole lot of framework, you know what's going to happen? You're going to breed in an opportunity for shattering. If you have a structure, that structure can fall apart, right? That's the way it is. If you have a structure, and even if it's a strong structure, the fucking thing can fall apart. So what if we kept cult super fast and loose? What if kept cult a collection of individuals? People, because they've joined cult, you realize that they have the same ideas, same goal sets. It's a reason to talk. It's like when you're in the bar and you're going to go hit on a chick or go hit on a guy, conversely. You need a reason to walk over there. You need a reason to walk up to this person and say, hey, nice tits. Okay, you need a reason to do that. All right, you can't just go fucking lollygagging along through life and then just go, hi, I'm from over there and never mind. You know, it doesn't work. So what I'm thinking here is as cult progresses, now in the Book of the Damned, where's the Book of the Damned? Look what I can do. Okay, wait. Okay, it's going to be a long. All right, I've just got to fucking write the goddamn. And I want to write a decent book. Okay, it's going to be fairly big. It's going to be written sort of like, you'll see. But it is something that has to get done. I realize that. But for the meantime, in between time, what about cult? What about these guys who are like, well, I want to go and I want to create, you know, this type of strike team and we want to go out and do things, strike out and all that kind of jobs? Fucking A. If you want to go do that, you bear the responsibility to do it, okay? All cult was created to be a resource from which you could draw people. It's a way for you to communicate with these guys. So, hey, man, I understand you're a new blood. You're a Decker and you got some skills in this region. You know, I seen it on the roster there. I'm part of the organization too. La, 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 la. I'm thinking about going and cracking the planet in half because I happened to find a harp project and let's hack harp and we'll fucking crack the planet in half. What do you say? And five guys go, hey, that's a great idea. I, you know, really am kind of bored with it anyway. Let's crack the bitch in half and we'll go find some Hollow Earth people. All right. And then the five of you all go and do it. And if you want to lend the glory to cult, then rock on. You know, I mean, it's all part. It's not. It's the fucking like what Roto said, man. It's the network, stupid. Okay. It's all the network. It's the people. It's individuals. Okay. Sean Kennedy was the guy who starts it. Yeah. And originally I thought, hey, it'd be great if I was the flyer of this starship. It was all going to go along. And now people are coming to me with shit like, well, there's another person with the same name in cult. So fucking what? There's five people named Sean Kennedy and Langley. All right. Give me a fucking break. They're all like, oh, there's another Hoongan Lang. Why do you suppose I ask where you're from as well in questionnaire? Okay. Do you know who you are? Right on. That's all that matters. Okay. I mean, it's really not that big a deal if two people have the same fucking name. Okay. Come on now. Let's all just have a dose of maturity here. You know, and I don't mean to be a dick, people. I don't mean to be a dick, people. I really don't. You know, guys like Nixter and all these guys. Nixter does a boatload of work. Fuck, you think? I totally am aware of that. I'm aware of it, man. But I can't just sit there and constantly stroke everybody's ego for what's going on. Nixter, I will do anything for because the guy fucking owns. He's done so much work. So's Integrity. So's Kexler. So's all these guys, man. Do me a favor. If you guys are going to send me an email, don't send me an email more than a page long, okay? I don't care if it's bullet form or whatever, but Jesus Christ, you know, I just bitched out Nixter. Who is it? Fucking sent me the goddamn hunk of evil and Kexler. Sent me an email that was 10 fucking pages long, and I'm like, I kill you. I kill everyone if you send me another 10-page fucking email. But that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I understand the deep pressing need that people have in order to have, you know, confirmation. They want to know what they're doing. They want to know what they're doing in cult. They want to know what where cult, what's the direction of cult. You decide the direction of cult. The whole thing is a cyberpunk counterculture movement, all right? If you look at Book of the Damned, that's what it says. Now, in the Book of the Damned, I talk about an idea for a rank structure and registered members, la, 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 la. I don't know if that's going to be any good. I don't know if that's any good because, you know what? That kind of makes it a bit like a money-making scam, doesn't it? I mean, really? When you think about it, it sort of does. I sit there and I look at it and I think about, you know, fuck, I've already sunk $2,000 in this thing just for shirts alone, and I'm never going to see that back. I'm never going to see that money back. Much like Flesh Tripper Rusu, who doesn't believe he's actually going to see his shirts. But he will. He will. Oh, yes, he will. So what I'm going to do is right after I get his shirts done and everything, I'm going to get all the data because they, I guess, on the shirts, let's segue to that. Shirts. Okay, the shirt system, what's happening there is, well, why is Nixter doing his shirts and I want to buy a cult shirt? Oh, God, what's going on? Welcome to the world of dynamic, okay? Just fucking relax. What it is with the shirts, I'm going to be, what they do is they embroider. Okay, everyone who runs an embroidery machine, I guess there's some kind of IEEE standard with embroidery machines. They make these things called TIFF files, all right? And then you can get the TIFF file and that's what you embroider. Now, it costs big bucks, apparently, to turn images into TIFF files for certain sizes. And what I'm going to wind up doing is I'm going to wind up putting these TIFF files so you can embroider them up for distribution so people can just download them, go to whatever local community fucking embroidery shop you have, give them a black t-shirt and say, hey, embroider it this way, okay? That way, everybody's got the same cult shirt and it's all distributed income so that people don't have to pay if they're worried that, you know, if they got a buddy who runs an embroidery shop and they can get the shit free, then fucking rock on, okay? I think that's cool. And that's a lot closer to my idea than what I originally, like with the charging for shirts. I was trying to recap income and fund cult projects. But all this lends itself to a large hierarchical power structure. And that shit doesn't work, okay? The longest running, like the ALF. ALF is a prime example, okay? The Animal Liberation Front. Whether or not you agree, all right, a lot of people will go, they would break into laboratories, free a bunch of animals, and then claim ALF. And they spray paint ALF on the walls, ALF on the ceiling, ALF on, you know, fucking, you know, people's faces, whatever, cut it into their foreheads, whatever, okay? That's what they do. But was the ALF like a carefully planned tactical network of deeply connected individuals? No, they weren't. They're just a bunch of fucking guys who all agreed with the same ideology. And to show that they all agreed with the same ideology, they went to a unifying cause, which was the ALF, and they spray paint that shit on the wall, okay? That's what I want to see happen with cult, okay? I don't want it to turn into some, you know, I am Sean, the hub of cult. Next thing you know, another Kennedy dies in a plane crash and the whole fucking network's bitched, right? That's no good. I can't have that shit, right? And besides, I don't want to die. So really, you know, and Smokehouse is not really into taking over and all this kind of jazz, but everybody who's involved, if you stop thinking of it like, well, we have no leadership. Well, no fucking duh, you have no leadership, okay? I didn't want to be your leadership for brains, all right? No kidding, there's no fucking leadership. If you go looking for leadership, you're going to get manipulated. Let me just repeat that. If you look for leadership, you're going to get manipulated, okay? The surest way that I don't corrupt myself is to not give myself too much fucking power, all right? That's the only way we can do this. If you look for leadership, you're going to get manipulated. You agree with cult because of what you signed up for. You're like, yeah, man, I want to make a difference. I want to do stuff. Well, fucking A, then hook in in with the other cult members. Start talking. Getting together with people. Don't just go with what one guy fucking says. If one of the people in the group, you get together with guys like Integrity and you're like, yeah, you know, Integrity, you fucking guy, Sean totally edifies you and says you're an awesome guy. What do you think's going on? What do you think we should be, you know, kind of doing? And then discuss it. Get in a huge forum. Brainstorm. Think for fuck's sakes, okay? Get into that kind of shit. You want to set up a safe house to help people with a similar mindset? Then do that, okay? You don't need anybody to touch you on the forehead. You don't need a leader, okay? That's not the concept that we're trying to fucking fold here, all right? Now, with all the new blood who've joined, okay, there's a lot of people like, oh, well, a lot of this shit happened where the new bloods, some of their applications got lost, wah, 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 because of the switch over to the new site. There was a lot of tension there. New site, looking very cool. First brainwashing since the new site went up, I think. Hey, anyway, but it's very fucking sexy. APOC did, like, uber deadly job. Nixter, again, did uber deadly job. I mean, the guys are just fucking, they're nonstop, man. They're just insane. Evil, evil, evil. So I'm very, very pleased with what they've done. Very, very pleased with how that's happened. And, you know, you really got to give those guys credit because holy fuck, how much work is, you know, really. Nixter, for some reason, I'm having a hard time getting your ICQ at my work. Don't really know what the fuck's going on there, but whenever I try to find you on ICQ at work, that's fine. Me and Nixter, and no deal, if he still hasn't thrown up his hands disgust and walked away from the whole goddamn thing, we're going to be doing the whole SKTFM site, and rather than run my schedule up there, because don't forget, guys like Sideslide stuff are like, Sean, if you just send me the goddamn stuff, I'll put it on the site. Yeah, I'll do that. Sean, you want to send me the shit? Now I'll build this fucking thing for you? Yeah, I'll get there. Time passes. You know, and so he got a little bit frustrated with that shit, which is totally understandable, and, you know, quite honestly, if a whole lot of cult members met me and just kicked me in the nuts, I'd fully understand. Especially Rooster. Rooster's been waiting, like, fuck, a year for his shirts, and I still don't have them to him yet. That guy's gonna show up and nail my head to the, you know, he'll, like, ride mountain bikes up and down my skull. But anyway, it's coming. But, you know, what do you do, eh? What do you do? So, that's what's happening there. What the fuck was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, the site. I'm over at, you know, the radio studio recording this, because do that. I think that the big problem is that I sleep too much. That's why I've, you know, run into problems. So I'm thinking I'll get some Provigil or Modafinil, and I'll start popping that, and I'll cut my sleep down to 2 nights a week. That way I'll be able to live up to all these fucking things during the week, running Geeks of Us, getting the RC, making sure everybody knows everybody, keeping everything just maintained, and I'll be able to do this probably until I'm about 55 before my heart gives out. But even so, being as I've slept only 1 night a week, even though I'll die at 55, I will have actually lived 95 years because I haven't slept. It's a good plan. I think it's a winner. I'm excited about these options. Okay, now, also, a lot of the new blood who showed up, they didn't get any confirmation email. Oh, what happened? I didn't get it. That's because I was bored and I just wanted to get the goddamn thing up, okay? And I did it in a big fucking rush. Yes, you'll be getting your confirmation up. Fucking cool. And this sort of a thing. Now, when the Book of the Damned comes out, Book of the Damned, what is Book of the Damned doing now, Sean? Holy fuck, you talk about it, talk about it. It's going to be written as a fiction novel, kind of Snow Crash, Blade Runner, fucking Electric Sheep sort of style, okay? That's the idea. And when you read it, this is goal. I've got the basic fundamentals, because when you write, best way to do it is you write all your ideas down on cue cards and stuff, lay them all out in sort of a storyboard kind of format, and then you do your chapters and whatnot, so on. So, okay, that's how I did Bloodstained Rabbit, wrote it, and this is how I'm gonna do this new one here. And this one's gonna be a little bit bigger. It's not gonna be like 100, it's not gonna, what the fuck, Virus Manifest, I think 40 or 50 pages or 55 pages or something like that. This is gonna be like 200 pages and around that, things 8 by 8, 8.5 by 11. So, it's gonna be a freely distributed cyberpunk fiction novel, okay, written by yours truly. And I'd like to tie in a lot of the stuff that they have in cult fiction, a lot of the stories, and maybe some of the characters, some of the places they use in cult fiction. I think it'd be cool just to give No Deal some respect for all the work done there, because that's some fucking cool shit. And I just dig that, and I think it's great. But what's most important here is that in this, we want to betray, or portray, we want to betray, we want to betray, betray it. No, we want to portray, getting my ad, Freudian slip, we want to portray that where cult's going to be in the future, the vision for where cult is going. Because you know what happened with Star Trek? Everybody went, no, they had this idea for Star Trek, they made this cool vision of the future, and then all these people are trying to work towards that now. They're coming up with vices and cool stuff and all this kind of jazz. So, and I've been pretty bang on with a lot of the quasi-prophecies that I've made about things happening, things coming to pass. Daddy likes to tell me that bedtime story, all this kind of jazz. I think I've got a pretty good idea about where I'm going with this shit. And this brainwashing was actually, I was going to do it like, had a special plan for it, but in order to get it out, it's not going to, you got to get this shit out, right? People are getting really, 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 you know, oh my God, what's happening? La, la, la. So the ideas are, is that we got to make sure that through the new Book of the Damned, where we talk about the more of the radical cell structure that cult will take, rather than try to turn it into this stringent thing. I mean, mean, we're dealing with some of the most brilliant people in the world. Okay, we're dealing with young people who are, by their very nature, alternative thinkers. These are the people that they're trying to medicate. They're trying to medicate it out of you. They're trying to suppress you. They're trying to beat you down. They're trying to tell you that, you know, what you're doing is wrong. You're antisocial. You know, that's a diagnosable condition. Don't suffer from social anxiety. You know, and the pharmaceutical companies are making money hand over fucking fist, trying to turn you into a stable consumer, which I don't understand what desire to be a stable consumer would at all. I have no idea what that desire, why you'd want to be a stable fucking consumer. Yet the idea is, too, is that it's about action. You have to, you know, have an idea for something you want to do. And if you want to do it, then do it. Don't just sit back by the wayside and, you know, oh, yeah, I'm all badass. Now I'm in cult. Well, that didn't mean shit. It just means that you've got a method of communication and you've been, you know, touched on the forehead to say, yeah, you know, fuck, I want to, you know, I'm one of these kind of guys. Want to go into sort of stuff. This is what I want to be. And I think that my ideas are there. And I give you a brief once over in your quiz questionnaire. And I go, yeah, well, you know, the guy seems right. Let's let him in. And it's a swinging door. Some guys get in and they go, oh, yeah, you know, I believe all this. But black people are evil. In which case I go, and they're fucking gone. Okay. It's like, you know, don't let the door hit you on the ass and out. And that's about it. So the thing is, though, that they're like, well, what's the point of being a cult then? The point of cult is so you're part of a network of like-minded individuals. It is the same point as being in cult normally. That's why 2600 is structured the way 2000 is. 2600 has a bunch of people, but somehow along the way with 2600, great organization, like them, good people, but they kind of got this weird elitist mindset thing going on, and it was about freaking, and then it's all about just the hacking, and I mean, they got some great information and organization, but they don't really communicate with each other too much. Yeah, they meet once every Thursday down at, fuck no, by the food court payphones or whatever, but I mean, if you show up there and you don't know anybody, how open are they to you? I don't know how it is at 2600 meetings in your location, but the ones I'm at, they're a little bit tense. They're a little bit, you know, kind of standoffish, you know, and I understand that it's all cool for people to be that way, for people, you know, because, I mean, we're talking about illegal stuff, okay? Hacking is now a super predator crime. It's now a terrorist event, okay? They're calling it black ops. They're trying to make anyone who reverse engineers into, you know, the fucking, the Manson fam, fuck sakes. I mean, you know, you write code. I mean, wait for it. How long before you have to register yourself coder? How long before that happens, huh? I'm betting that's going to be coming within the next 2 to 3 years, where people go, oh, do you have coding skill? Well, you should register so it's easy to find you employment. Okay, that's the whole angle they'll take on it. If you register yourself as having these skills, or if you're employed as having these skills, you go part of a worldwide database as someone who knows how to code program. You know what I mean? And then you've got this coding registration scheme. And you're like, Sean, that's crazy. No, that's not crazy. That's what's going to happen. Okay, that's the next fucking step. And then that way they'll be able to go, oh, he got charged and been charged with hacking. And oh, look, he's got the skills because he's in the registration database. You're fucked. There's motive. There's means. There's your computer. And I don't care how much encryption you have on it, because you will not give us the key to use it. Then therefore, it's all about going jail. And you get ass fucked by some gigantic black man whore who wants to kill you. So it's kind of a bad scene. All right. Because we all know that coders hate prison. So what we have to do is you have to be part of a mindset and a group where if shit does go sideways, the contacts you make in cult, don't expect just because you're in cult that everyone's going to welcome you with open arms. They're more apt to talk to you because you are in cult. They are more apt to say, oh yeah, when did you join? Oh, I joined a while ago. That's why I don't have seniority. Remember that? And everyone was like, well, shouldn't we have member numbers and who joined when and la, 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 la. Well, the method to my madness just got revealed, didn't it? Okay, because there's guys who joined fucking in day one who haven't done a goddamn thing, okay? But there's people who joined relatively recently who've done a lot of stuff. Roto's done a lot of shit, okay? So when people sit there and they go, well, he's kind of new. Yeah, but he's done a lot of stuff, okay? He's done a lot of stuff. Yeah, but he hasn't been in that long. What the fuck? Is this union? What? Seniority? You know, oh, I've been here 5 years. Yeah, but you haven't done fuck all. Okay, you sat on your ass. Okay, it doesn't mean shit, all right? And if you don't fucking think that it does mean something, then fuck you, okay? I mean, you got people sitting there and they want to do stuff. They want to do work. They want to get things happening. And the most frustrating thing I know, and to everyone who's been on me saying, Sean, you know, I want to help you. I want to help you this stuff. Just give me this, you know, I need this information, la, 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 la. To all those guys who've been waiting for stuff for me, I'm sorry, okay? I am sorry. It's been a fucking rough go. We're trying to keep it up, and I'm taking steps now to once again get back on the fucking horse and see if we keep this thing running, okay? I'm going to try to get the brainwashings back out at a semi-regular pace. You know, I'm taking my speed. You know, I'm drinking caffeine again. You know, I'm starting to stay angry now. You know, the collars come off. I'm not taking my medication anymore. So chances are things will move along nicely now. Also, with those of you out there who want to get involved with projects and they just don't know where to go. I mean, there's a lot of new blood probably downloading this. Whoa, oh, wow, brainwashing. Cool. And they're going to download this and they're going to listen to it. They'll be like, wow, this Sean K guy, he swears a lot and he sounds really intense. But I still don't know what I want to do. Like, brainwashing is going to end. Credits are going to roll and you're going to go, yeah, but what do I do? If you want to know what to do, talk. Talk with other people in the IRC. Get yourself known. Well, what do you want me to do? I don't know. What can you do? Okay, what's your skill set? What is it you're good at? Well, I'm not good at anything. Really. You are tit fucking useless at everything. You get up in the morning, try to put on your pants, you rip them, you miss the toilet seat taking a leak, you headbutt the mirror, you fucking, you are the world's giant helmet head, you've got a pylon vest on, you wander, get fuck off, okay? You're good at something, all right? Can you draw?
Well, I can draw, but I'm not that good.
You know, I hate that. Those fucking guys, you know the guys about, they draw like the fucking Mona Lisa, and they're like, no, it's shit. Like, fuck. Okay, really? All right, just go kick yourself nuts a bunch. It's like a Highland dancer or something, okay? I'm just sick of it. You know, if you've got a skill, whether or not you think you're amazing at it, just fucking let other people determine whether or not you're amazing. And put it up, you know? I'm thinking maybe I should do that in the roster notes from now on. In the Decker notes, I should have people, maybe I should do that in the new questionnaire. You know, people want to go and they want to list what skills they have that could be used by the organization. Just put it in the fucking roster. People hit the Decker roster and go, la, 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 la. Oh, this guy's got this skill. Oh, this guy's got that skill. And you can go from there. Mind you, the flip side to that is it becomes sort of like, you know, the registration database where they're like, you're part of cult. And it says on the cult roster that you've got these skills. Clank, hello, baby. So that's no good. You can't. So, I mean, but bottom line though, it's probably better that you don't actually list the skills there, because that, you know, opens you up to being, having to talk to people, you know, having to get into the IRC, having to talk to people in ICU, shit like that. I'd like to stay away from all the details, all the little bullshit details. Everyone's like, well, you know what I mean? You don't like details. Guys, it's about being fast and fucking loose, okay? If you're 16 years old, you don't know shit about shit, you want to get involved, ask Ronan Sparky, okay? Here's a good one. Ronan Sparky, okay, join. I met with Ronan Sparky. Dude is intense, okay? He's like fucking taking the virus manifesto, making floppy disks, putting it in Future Shop bays, he distributes them on buses, leaves them in doctor's offices. It's fucking amazing, right? Like, I never told him to do this shit, and I thought it was cool that he did it, you know, but I don't expect people to do that stuff, okay? /brainwash. But it's very fucking cool. The guy is super hardcore, okay, Ronan Sparky. And he was talking to me saying, man, you know, I don't know how to do this shit. Really want to know how to do it. That's one of the reasons why I'm the Ronan clan, is because I can do physical stuff in the real world, but I don't know a lot about coding or how to set up an FTP or to run wear sites and shit like that. So what does he do? I meet up with him like a couple months later. He's like, wow, man, I talked to other guys in cult. I got my own FD site now. I'm like ripping wear 6 ways from Sunday, you know, got his mirror shades on. He's just fucking, he's the shit now, right? And why did that happen? That happened because took the initiative himself, talked to other cult members and got it happening. Cult is the network, okay? Which started from me, all right? But that's it. I'm just one guy and I gotta keep everybody dedicated here rather than turning this thing into the whole, you know, fucking huge, you know, Hitlerian, totalitarian, fascist movement thing. Okay, we don't want that. I'd rather set cult up kind of like Christians, okay? And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, listen up. Think about it. There was the Roman Catholic Church, right? And the Roman Catholic Church, you gotta learn from history here. The Roman Catholic Church set it up. There was a pole, and there was all these little fucking guys, and all these guys down, la la, okay? Well, what happened? Well, they splintered off because everyone had different idea groups. Everyone had different concepts and ideas, okay? And then they formed radical other groups. You had first one was, what was fucking Christians and the Catholics, and then the Protestants. Okay, the Protestants were the first split off, and then after the Protestants happened, then the born again, the sects, the Quakers, all these fucking guys, okay? So what I'm saying is, wait a second, okay, you gotta learn from history. Now, the Roman Catholic Church, these are people who thought they were chosen by God to build this huge, massive organization, okay? The Catholics think they had that shit sorted out, and after 2,000 years, it went for fuck. Why? Because that is nature. This is why communism fucking failed. Communism, the workman's paradise. So why the fuck would I want to create another ordered structure system? Because people way more talented than I am have tried it, and they failed. I got a big ego, but it's not so big to think that I could do something the rest of mankind could not. So what I'd rather do is, rather than see cult, you know, try to build this thing and then all of a sudden it splinters, falls apart, and everybody gets disheartened. Fuck that. Let's make it splinter from day one. Let's keep all of these groups, these Protestants, Catholics. What if they just decided, okay, well, we all believe in God, right, and Jesus and all the rest of that horse shit, okay, and we all believe in that stuff, so you go worship him in your way and we'll go worship him in ours, and you know what? If all these different groups had started that way, being cool with each other, we'd be fucked. We'd be living in a Christian world, man. Like, there'd be no fucking albums anywhere. You couldn't get good music any which way from but money. But since they fight amongst themselves, they make themselves weaker, okay? Think about it. Think about it. And then I'll spit on your food if you're not looking. I know all about it. But no, seriously, if you think about it, that's what happens. So what happens if cult goes and they go, okay, well, you know, integrity integrity. I don't really agree with how you want to do, you know, the hack or the Decker thing or whatever. But the vampires over here, we think we're going to start up our own little vampire sect. You know, Marius, I'm thinking Marius has got it going on. And I'm going to go with Marius and we're going to get our vampire thing going on. And some of the vampires do. And Integrity goes, yeah, I don't really think that's what I'd want to do. But you're doing it. And you know what? And that's all cult and it's all good. And it's different ideas. And everybody's cool with everybody. Just be cool. Everybody just goes, yeah, fuck okay. You know, right on. Okay. And if you get some like psycho motherfucker, you know, where you have like TK downside, he's like, you know, I'm thinking that God talks to me and he told me that Sean K was a prophet and I'm going to go and everybody who Sean K says should die, I'm going to go hunt down and kill. Everyone else will go, well, that's cool. You know, Templar Knight, I'm not going to stop you and I won't report you to the authorities. It's not something I'll help you with, but absolutely, you go do your thing, okay? And I'm just making a joke. TK, of course, is not that guy. Anyway, no, but seriously, it's like, you know, that's the way it is. That's what the kind of angle I want to have on this rather than have, you know, who do you report to and com, fucking comsec and la la, fucking la. And, all, and that's when the red tape comes. Want to stay fast and loose? Fine, fine. Find five friends. Okay, in cult. Get a little group going. Do your thing. You want to strike out, put K's on stuff? Fine. Okay, that way I don't know about what you're doing. You don't have to tell me. Okay, you don't have to tell me. If you're doing something really bad, I'll find out about it. Okay? Because I got enough people reporting back to me saying, dude, you know, Templar Knight's like cutting people's heads off, putting them on his lawn and shit, carving K's in their forehead stuff, and he's like got fish hooks in their mouths, makes them sing at night and stuff. You know, I think you might want to have a word with him about that, you know? And like, if that's the kind of shit that's happening, I'll like, you know, not bother emailing Templar Knight because I'll be scared shitless. But in any other circumstance, I'd give the guy a call and I'd say, hey, you know, listen, if you're going to do this, I'd appreciate you not putting the cult logo on it because, you know, you're fucking crazy. No, but seriously, it's just, there's certain things we do and certain things don't do. And if people want to put the cult logo on it, like some guy goes out and blows away 12 KKK members, you know, cuts cult in all their chests, I'll giggle my ass off, but I won't claim I had any knowledge of it. You know, I'll be like, ah, you know, sucks to be you. Not a good day to be a bad guy. Well, you know what? Get your whites whiter. But in all seriousness, that's the plan. That's the kind of goal I want to go for. And people are like, well, what's the fucking point? If you don't get it, okay, if you don't get it, then you better quit now, okay? Because is it different than being an individual and just trying to strike out? Absolutely it is. You're part of something bigger, okay? People are saying, I'm proud to be in. Fucking rights. You have a right to be proud. You have a right to be proud. You have a right to say, yeah, man, look at me. This is what I did. I joined this organization. Well, you haven't done much, have you? No, but you think that way. It's what you do. You're learning. You're progressing. You're moving forward. You should be proud of yourself. You shouldn't just sit back and go, well, I don't suck. I'm just going to quit because I can't dedicate all my time to it. You know, what? I'm not asking anybody to dedicate all their time. Motherfucker, I can't dedicate all of my time and I'm the guy who started, bitch. Okay? It's not about that. It's about the mindset. It's about the ideology. It's about what you're doing every day. A little bit every day. Okay? To try to make things better. I'm back into the posting mode. Want to get into doing that. It's like, if everybody just does a little bit, the whole point of having the network is so that one guy doesn't have to do everything. Okay? It's just the way it's got to be done. And is it a bitch that I started this thing and now I've got to run around and fucking do all the posting and I got to make sure that all happens, try to keep page up, you know, put a flea up Red Flop 5's ass to get the fucking new cult server up and help beat APOC over the head to contact Red 5 and all the rest of it. Okay, I think that's part of the shtick. You know, fuck, I signed up for it. Oh, well, it's a bitch when you got to follow through with the commitments you made, isn't it? Oh, well, sucks. You know, life carries on. And it is cool. I show up in the IRC and shit like that. Guys are like, okay, don't private message me in the IRC. Private message me in the IRC. I'm not going to talk. Anyway, but when I do show up in the IRC, people are like, hey, fuck, it's Sean. How's it going? And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to be part of that organization and to get the respect that I do. I think it's very cool. And I'm sure a lot of people out there know exactly what I'm talking about. They show up in the IRC. There's all, you know, the hardcore psychos who are in there 24/7 who do not fucking leave, like Terrell. Okay, like I'm going to bin my computer case. You know, that's isolated. There's drive A, B, and my bed. You know, it's like, fuck, whatever. So, and they just live there. And yeah, I think that's cool. And that is something that is real. People are like, well, you know, you're on the computer. You're not part of anything bigger. Fuck off. Okay, fuck off. Maybe, you know what? 30 people you talk to every day. Half of us got like over 200 talk to daily. We're aware of everyone. The cops showed up in my house. Fuck, man. There was like North America, okay, in different spread out locations. We're waiting to hear what happened, Sean K. And that's a very powerful thing. That's part of what community is. That is what cults. Cult community, it's the network. It's the idea. Okay, you want to go spray paint stuff? Don't ask my permission. Just go fucking do it, okay? Just go fucking do it. Just go do your thing. Do it. Fucking want to blame it for cult? Rock. I mean, that way it kind of shows, it reaches awareness of the organization that it is an organization organizing the counterculture and internet subculture so they can communicate with each other, not governing the internet subculture and counterculture, okay? Cult is not made to govern. It's meant to organize so you people can talk with each other so you come up with these ideas all together in one big fucking group, all right? That's idea. Another thing that has to be known and a lot of people need to track of is the common enemy. Now, Punk of Evil and Nixter are Haggerty, Nixter, Bucksuckers, Punk and Kexler. That's who. Punk of Evil and Kexler sent me this fucking voluminous email. Like I mentioned earlier.
Okay, and they mentioned a lot of really good ideas. They were talking about a group email, mass email broadcast. Now, we had that email channel and stuff like that. If somebody wants to sign up independently and keep track of that kind of shit, I cannot do it, okay? I do not have the time to do that. At some point, you have to stand back and go, okay, you know, I can't be everywhere. I can't be everything to everyone here. I've got to stand back. I've got to step back and go, holy fuck, I can't do that, okay? I think a group email to everyone talking about issues and stuff like that, if somebody wants to do that, then you set it up and you do it and let me know and post it on the site, and or I'll post it on the site and I'll just say, okay, this is the person doing that. Go hard, okay? And everybody who's got issues they want to talk about as general ideas, nobody makes policy in cult but me, all right? That's something we want to discuss here right now. That's the fucking way it is, all right? Nobody makes policy but me. Why is that? Is that my own little power tripping? Is that my own little fucking cause? No, it's because I was the guy who started with the vision of what this organization should be, and that way it doesn't go any further than that. My whole idea is that everybody is cool with everybody else. If you have a different idea than what I have, that's fine, and I think everybody should be cool with your ideas. But if your ideas involve you not being cool with everybody else's ideas, then that's where we run into problem, okay? And we haven't had too much issue like that right now, but for example, some people were saying that we should ally ourselves with the Church of Satan. I had more than one person say that. Thought it'd be a really good idea, but it's not a good idea because I do not want cults to be allied with just that one group and then have the affiliation that happens that way, and it could go bad from there. We don't want that, okay? It's not what I want. I don't think it's what's right for the organization, so there it goes. Now, does that say, well, Sean, you're in charge then? No, it's just that I got some veto power, okay? So that we keep the idea of what we want to do with this organization real, we can keep it close to what's going on. Now, in their email, they were talking about, and one of the Kexler got up on a soapbox, he was talking about how we had to have enemies, we know what our common enemies are, we have to have our camaraderie within the organization, which is true, everybody talks, there's an immense sense of camaraderie and community, okay, and communication. Now, the communication needs to be bumped up, okay, People can send me stuff to put in brainwashing, and I will do my best to put it in there, because that's really all that anybody can expect to do, okay, is that I will just do my best to have it in there. But what is the enemies of cult? A lot of people ask me that. A lot of people ask, well, what is the enemies of cult? Well, the enemies of cult. Is the Christian Coalition an enemy of cult? Well, I'm really, 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 really cautious about painting one not really. There's certain organizations that are just evil to the fucking core, okay? They're just blatantly fucking Nazis, or any kind of Aryan movement are evil, okay? They're an enemy of cult, period. The Klan, KKK, enemy of cult. NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, enemy of cult, okay? People who blatantly victimize others, okay? Any group that blatantly victimizes another. Now, people say, well, the Christian Coalition. Okay, now, hang on now, okay? The Christian Coalition is a lot like the Muslims and a lot like all these other groups. Muslims, true Islam, just like Sikhism, okay, is actually extremely fucking tolerant, okay? But the problem is you run into these assholes who did not think it's cool to just be cool with everyone and didn't realize that we're all, you know, God's children no matter what you... Okay, so they started killing each other. Now, that's not cool. And when you have people who come up to you and say, oh, you're a fucking witch and they're gonna burn you, okay. Now, who believes that? Who's being attacked? I think a common enemy of cult, bigotry, racism, and hatred, okay? And I mean the kind of hatred, you know the kind of hatred I'm talking about. We're talking about kind of hatred where people are attacked, people are beat for being different, for believing different ideas, for victimization on the whole, okay? A lot of the corporate culture I'm fucking dead set against. A lot of this, you know, use-lose mentality that groups like Home Depot use, groups like Staples use, Office Depot, Safeway, where, you know, they got the unions in some of these places now, and that helps a little bit, but even still, I mean, the union is the lesser of two evils, but a lot of these unions are kind of fucking evil now, too, you know? I was down at a coffee shop the other day, and I've started to have people come up to me on the street and where I live in Langley saying, hey, you know what? I've got a buddy of mine who's in that organization cult that you're in, and we were talking, and what's your political views? You know, what are your political views? You know, a lot of people want to get into, you know, weird coffee shop soapbox conversation about what your political views are and shit like that. Listen, I don't, you know, my political views are my political views. Okay, that's how I view things. There's people in my local strike team who's part of the Tweedsmere Marine Corps, which is my personal little affiliate group, okay, who I work with, and the TMC has a general mindset, and yeah, they're all in cult, and we all get along. Who's in the Tweedsmere Marine Corps? Just as a footnote, Ronan Medic, Ronan Sariat, Nomad, Ronan Autonar, a lot of Ronan, but anyway, those guys are all in the Tweedsmere Marine Corps, which is our local strike team. Well, can you do that? Can you just make one? Sure you can. I don't say no to people. Okay? If you want to do something and say, yeah, we're a strike team and cook it up so that you're a strike team affiliated with cult, we're a strike team for cult, there you go. Do you want to get registered? Sure, whatever, fuck. Okay, just post it on the website, post it on your own website, set it up. 6.28 had one set up in Spain. It's kind of cool, okay? And that's some groovy shit. And you can't sit there and just allow this to happen. So who are the enemies of cult? You know what cult believes in. You know that cult's about fucking freedom of speech, freedom of expression, everything that's ethereal should be shared, ideas, concepts, thoughts, dreams. People who try to repress the suppression of knowledge, people who try to, you know, say, oh, you don't have a right to that, people who blatantly rip you off because of thoughts, you know, that kind of idea, that's wrong. Okay, that's fucking brutally wrong, and it needs to be stopped, and we have to stand up and have a community that works together in a network loosely tied, so if one member of the network, even if it's me, goes tits up, the network will continue. Okay, and because I took, a month and a half off? Because I took a month and a half off and everything was kind of going for shit there, things were still moving, things were still going good, but there was a lot of tension. That shows me that I got a lot more work to do to make you people not so dependent on me and upon the leadership, quote-unquote leadership, of the organization. It shouldn't be about the leadership, okay? If a guy can do work with cult, a guy comes in, you know, does something for cult, and then has to leave again, that's cool. You gotta take credit for what people have done, okay? Not what they say they're gonna do, or you don't want them to do more, okay? You gotta give them time, do that kind of thing on their own. You gotta give people time to do stuff, because it's very, very difficult to fight in a war like this, okay? Punk of Evil had come up with the idea of weekly mail, and so did Kexler. If somebody wants to get on a true monthly email newsletter concept, okay, and they want to be the ones who look after it, you can email me, all right? SeanK@thecult.org, and we'll see about who's involved with it and go from there, okay? Now, a lot of people are getting an elitist mindset in cult, too, where there's like, well, there's hardcores, and then there's guys who aren't hardcore who just join, okay? And a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to deal with, I only want the really hardcore people talking to me. Well, that's fair. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you want to be Mr. Hardcore Guy and do that, but you can't diss other people because they don't have the same intensity level that you do. I mean, not publicly anyway. I mean, you think whatever the fuck you please, right? Can't public diss people and say, well, whatever, you're fucked, okay? Because you don't want to, you know, tattoo shit on your face. You know what I mean? I have to kind of draw the line there, because not everyone can be that intense. Not everyone can get that hardcore. I mean, there's people in cult who are more hardcore than I am, okay? Like, it's very, very, very cool that these people have adhered themselves to this idea, but they're as hardcore as I am today. I mean, maybe 6 months from now, I'll be more hardcore than they will. Or the next guy comes along and be more hardcore. Hardcore and that intensity is a transient thing, okay? It's not like people change, people evolve. Other thoughts and association with cult will evolve with them, okay? So they have to maintain an idea, and you have to remain cool with people so you don't paint yourself into this weird dogmatic corner, okay? Let's not get too caught up with our own dogma either, all right? So that's the ideas I wanted to portray to you. You want to know who the enemies of cult are? The enemies of cult are anyone who victimizes, period, okay? There's a few organizations that, like the ones I've stated, that are essentially the bad guys, but after that, you know, I mean, it's considered on a one-to-one basis so that we idea correct, so that we don't start just fucking prosecuting for no good reason. The Inquisition! What the fuck happened with the Inquisition? First it was all this talk, and then it went nowhere! Well, the Inquisition was a brainchild that I dreamed up that Smokey was the director of, and me and Smokey had some talks on this, and, I mean, if there was ever a thing that drew a lot of attention to cult, it was this Inquisition. Holy fuck, there were guys mass emailing, there were people coming back to us totally concerned that we would destroy all these child porn sites and they wouldn't have access to how to track these people. There was law enforcement agencies got involved. Some government agencies said, yes, we agree with what you're going to do in tactics and stuff like that. But it really gave everyone who was involved in the Inquisition an idea of how to strike, okay? It gave everyone what's all involved with that. When you start having to deal with a large collaborative effort, it becomes very, very difficult. It's kind of like a war. And it's interesting. There's all these parables. Now, find something. You get a group. Okay, let's say you got the United States and Russia. Okay, now, fight anywhere. We'll just go with it. Now, if they decide they're going to have a war, we must take out Russia, they have to organize all their people. They have to get them all across the water. They have to stage on a battleground, and they all have to have their unity. La, la, la. What a big fucking effort. However, if you have a special forces team of 6 guys, they can do a shitload of damage in very clinical strikes and then be gone before no one knows it, and there is no collateral damage. There is no innocents getting shot. There is no people getting shut down. This is what Tegrity had in mind, okay, with the hand of cult, all right? And there's a lot of different ideas that was going along with it. I had a lot of good ideas and grand ideas about, you know, the Great Council and elders and distribution and all that kind of stuff, but I think that all that would just simply eventually turn to shit. We'd lose a lot of good people because they wouldn't want to be tied up with all this dogma. We'd lose a lot of people because, you know, they didn't understand it, and then they wouldn't like people who's ahead of them in the chain. Fuck that. Fuck that. Let's keep it fast. Let's keep it loose. You want to go take out some children or take out some fucking child porn sites? Do it. Go do it. Throw some cult symbols on it. I don't give a fuck. I'll deny all knowledge of it. I don't know shit about it, okay? But you gotta make sure that you do it safe. Talk with other deckers. Make sure you're using encrypted channels and you keep yourself safe. Because I don't want nobody going to fucking jail, alright? And that's important, man. I mean, it's really, and we make a lot of gags and we make a lot of shit, but it's getting very serious now, kiddo, okay? It's getting very, very serious, and people will put you in fucking jail. More than that, they'll make you an example, okay? And it is only going to be a matter of time before someone in an organization comes after, okay? You wanna know what you can do for cult? Wait until I get the Book of the Damned written and then give it to everyone. everyone you know. Give it to everyone you know so that they know what it is you're involved with. That will raise awareness with the organization. I think that we right now, everyone within cult at this moment is part of the new beginning of counterculture. The year 2000 gone. 2001 is among us, and we're in the new thousand year mark, ELO or whatever the fuck it is, millennium. Okay, this is where it's gonna start. Okay, the 60s died. Why did the 60s die? Because everybody got stoned and they grew up and nobody communicated. And there's a lot of fringe ideas. But what if we could kind of get radical, get moving, the cell structure moving along so it evolves as time passes, as we get more repressed as a people, as a culture, as a group. Okay, cult can go a little bit more extreme. People are talking about funding. Well, how are we gonna give cult some teeth? Okay, well, some people want to have cult run businesses. Okay, some people want to do that. I still want to set up a mosque. Okay, I want to set up a series of coffee shops type things. Okay, these cyber bars all across the United States that they're all privately owned, but they're all networked together with other shops. And there's house rules and all the works. I think it's a great idea. And if people want to do that, rock on. That's my dream. Something I want to do. Do I have to do it? No. Am I going to get it? I don't fucking know, but I'm going to give it a shot. Okay, that's where the idea of cult from. So people are like, well, what about cult funds? There are no cult funds. Okay, there is no cult money. Okay, people want to make up jewelry, sell it online for cult stuff. Fucking A. I say do it. Next year's making shirts. Fucking A. Okay, if I can buy like 12 different cult things from 15 different people all over the world, I think that's awesome. I'm waiting for the day that we have cult wearable computers. Okay, some guy made up and said, yeah, I'm going to put the cult K on it. So that, because when you put that cult K and a Decker symbol on it, that makes a bold statement about what you're doing. Okay, you make a wearable computer and put a Decker logo on it. That means that this piece of equipment has been designed for one specific purpose, to assist in a certain ideology. Okay, that's a very, very powerful statement. Okay, you walk around, you got yourself, some guy starts making knives and putting Ronin symbols on those knives. That knife is no longer just a blade, okay? That knife becomes a flag, becomes a symbol, it becomes an idea, it becomes a concept of what you believe, right? So that's what's going on. That's this issue of brainwashing. Holy fuck, it's like almost an hour long here before I take breathing. But anyway, I want to give special shouts out this issue to Integrity. Haven't talked to him in a while. Missed the guy, solid Decker. You want to talk to this guy? This guy is a fucking clever guy, man. He knows all about what's going on, as well as Kodiak, another dude over there. Shouts to him. APOC, you haven't heard a lot of him, and everybody gives APOC shit. I mean, APOC can't fucking shit or go blind without anybody, you know, telling, oh, what are you, blah, 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 because he's a cult pharaoh. Dude's going to be living in Tokyo. Personally, I think having the cult pharaoh live in Tokyo is a kick-ass concept. I just like the whole idea. Shouts out to Roto for all the work he's done. TK, don't anybody forget how committed TK is to shit, how much he's already done, okay? Because it's not what have you done for me lately. Look at what these people have done. Punk of Evil, Kexler, thanks for the email, boys. Gave me a lot of stuff, and I think I've talked about enough of that in there in this issue so that you guys know about it. And, of course, shouts out to Nixter for all the work he's doing. Nixter and No Deal, amazing guys. And, of course, the guy who's been flying the whole fucking deal while I've been away. That's right, your buddy of mine, Prophet Smokehouse, the crazy cripple, flying around. If you want to give him shouts to, stop fucking shitting on the guy. A lot of these people, you know, maybe their ideas aren't exactly the same in mind, okay? You know, they want to fight injustice in your way, and they want to fight it in my way, and people want to fight it in their own ways. I don't care how you fight injustice, as long as we all fight it, and as long as we're cool with each other, and we can achieve the directional chaos of having all these different people working towards a common goal, even if they work individually, we will eventually make this a better place, even for the sheep. My name is Sean Kennedy, that's Brainwashing 20, and I am the fucking man.